class.
In elementary school, in middle school, they wrote an article in the paper about me being a bully.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Pretty dude. Good. That counts as like top five on a list.
You got
I got publication, dude. I've only ever gotten negative press, dude. What was the horrible article? Press. Well, there was a kid that used to get on our bus, and I used to call him Arthur. Because he had an Arthur book bag. I was being nice to the fucking
kid. That's not bad.
I didn't think it was mean, but yeah. I guess the kid was tortured by it, dude. He was tormented by being called Arthur. And one day I had the principal call me to the office and had like a sit down and like I had to talk to the kid. I think I talked to the kid's parents. And then like the next month in the school newsletter, it was like bullying handled. And they wrote an article about it.
What?
Yeah, dude.
You gotta
get like
that.
We had an eighth grader who was a real dickhead.
You gotta get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a regrettably, I was a hard bully. I was a super hard bully.
No regret.
Up until
being a bully when you're a kid is. I mean, it's not like it's not like I was hitting kids.
You're kind of born in. Yeah.
Yeah, like I wasn't just hitting. My friends. Yeah. I wouldn't bully the weaker.
No, I was. I had a couple of the weakers, dude. In my the
weakers.
I had a couple of the weakers.
Who'd you get?
It wasn't even. I was never malicious. There was people that like. It was just the reactions were so funny, and it was just you couldn't stop like doing it.
Of course,
that was the kid who punched me in the face before biology. I was just giving him soft touches. You know when you go to give someone a titty twister, but you just soft touch their tits, and they're like, yeah. I hit him with a soft touch, and he did like full like $80 an hour taekwondo on me. He used nerd karate on me, and he just struck me in the face twice, and I was
he
like,
did a combo on you.
He did a combo, dude. Literally low knee punch, and I was like, "What the fuck are you doing?" And then I realized, like, "Oh shit, I think this kid's actually upset." So then I kind of started like, "All right, dude, I'm gonna help you out," but I ended up just getting him in a fight with another kid.
Oh, all right, good. I remember this. Good. That's the sweetest revenge.
No, that wasn't my. It was.
You're
my
crying.
I have fucking peppermint in my eye, dude.
Teardrops are falling from your face, dude.
That's how remorseful I am. But yeah,
single tier.
I was
like
actually
Native
trying
American.
To help him. I was actually trying to help him. I'm like, look, you got to fuck this kid up who was like, actually fucking with him.
Yeah.
And he got in a fight and lost. And
then he
just
asked him.
Just fucking ass handed to him, dude. And I was like, oh, shit, dude, you got it. But then someone started calling him and leaving threatening voicemails. And the principal called me down and was like, I'm going to expel you. We know it's you. We have you on camera at the payphone. It was just like, I knew who did it. And I was like,
yeah. You didn't rat him out, dude. Nah.
It was a kid he fought on the bus, but yeah.
He was calling him.
He told me, and I was just like.
He's leaving voicemails?
He was calling. He was this kid who ended up fighting, because I actually then bullied that kid and was like, oh, that dude won. You fucking lost your pussy.
Sick move.
So I had psyop that. Really trying to help this kid, I just made his life just worse and worse. Because then I psyop that kid, and it'd be like, yo, you lost, and told everyone, like, yo, you got your fucking ass kicked by, like, a pretty, like, hard-level nerd.
Here's what you are, dude. You're an energy vampire. True. I just figured this out. I am, too, dude. There's a show. You ever see the movie What We Do in the Shadows? Yes. Dude, there's a show. It's on FX. It's on Hulu now. It fucking rules. It's hilarious. It's so funny. But there's a dude who's an energy. He's an energy vampire. So the rest of them are, like, classic vampires. And there's one guy that just looks like a dork from an office. And the way he gets his power is he drains you. So, like, he'll come in and be like, dilly dilly, how was your weekend? And people are just like, oh. And it'll cut back to him, and he's like, he's just. But the best part is he'll just start a fight and then sit in the room next door and just be like, yes, like, all the negative energy. And I was like, damn, dude, I'm definitely just an energy vampire. Like, just start a fight and leave, and sit there and hear screams and be like, yes. Yes.
Well, it was so funny because back then too, I just wasn't like, I would start a fight and just ruthlessly crush people and then be like,
yeah,
that was awesome. Like, that was so funny. They freaked out. In my head, there was not a shred of being like, is this okay? It was just kind of like, this is great. I can't believe I got those guys to fight. Dude. But then he started calling this person's house and being like, where's your son?
So he was basically on the CB, like that one dude. Not like, yo, I'm going to fucking cut your head off.
Yo, he was calling and they'd be like, this is, you know, blah, 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 his parents. And he'd be like, fuck you, you fucking pussies. I'm going to kill you. He was saying like, he was talking shit to like this kid's dad. Like, ruthlessly, from a payphone.
Oh, my God. This kid's awesome.
From the school.
Is he all right? How's he turned out?
He's a rough one, dude.
He has to be rough.
That was the kid who came up to me at the stop hop and told me he was on ecstasy, and I punched him in the stomach.
Why'd you punch him?
Because in my head, because I heard, like, you feel everything. And I'm like, yo, is it, like, crazy? He's like, yeah, dude. I was like, bam, and just punched him in the stomach, and he was just like, oh, what the fuck?
Ruined his eye.
Did you say?